Welcome to Dynamic Destiny Radio with your host, Coach Pete Cafarcio on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Unpack your powerful potential this hour in a conversation that will revolutionize who you are. There's a way forward from feeling stuck. Learn the reasons most people feel their life is on hold and the practical things you can do about it. Join Coach Pete as he tackles the big, the little, the ugly, and the powerful in an hour of unparalleled radio you don't want to miss. If you knew your real purpose, would you live it? Or would you continue to turn away? Find out on Dynamic Destiny Radio with Coach Pete Cafarcio. Unpack your powerful potential now.
Hello, 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 and thanks for tuning in. I'm Coach Pete, coming to you from New York City, and you're listening to Dynamic Destiny on Transformation Talk Radio. Each first and third Wednesday at noon Eastern, 9 a.m. Pacific, will help you get unstuck and keep moving forward toward your destiny. You can listen to my show on your favorite podcast platform, YouTube, or my website, PeteCoaching.com. Hey, today I have a special guest. It's you. You're my guest today. You don't owe me your time and attention, and I want to say that I really appreciate you listening to the show. If you like the show, please tell your friends about it and rate the podcast with a review. That really helps to spread the word. Okay, so today we have a really big topic, a big episode. In fact, it's so big, it's probably going to spill over into our next episode. I'm going to have a guest next episode. We're really looking forward to it, and we're going to apply more. This is a big topic. To start it out, we're going to kick it off with our quote for the day, which is from George Orwell. And he said, "Each generation imagines itself to be more intelligent than the one that went before it and wiser than the one that comes after it." Each generation imagines itself to be more intelligent than the one that went before it and wiser than the one that comes after it. So today's topic, we're going to talk about those generations. And boy, that's a truism right there. Thanks, George, my buddy George Orwell. Okay, got a little feedback from some listeners want to share. This one comes from John. And John wrote, "Pete, your last show was the best one yet. I sent it to 27 of my friends. You have a way of explaining things in a way that I never heard before, so it helps me understand things better. Keep up the good work." Hey, John, thanks so much for the kind words. I'm glad it's helped. And you nailed it. That's exactly what I want to try to do, is help you understand things better so you can be wiser, make better decisions, and really go maximize your time on this earth and fulfill your destiny. So awesome. I love to hear from you as well. If you have any comments or questions, please send me an email at askpete@petecoaching.com. That's askpete@petecoaching.com. Okay, so let's dig in. Today's a big topic. We're going to try to get through as much as possible. And the topic today is understanding the importance of generations. Okay, so we talk a lot about your destiny, and your destiny is not yours alone. Okay, it's not all about you. You're part of something bigger. And to really make an impact and to have the influence you would like to have, you need to think and act multi-generationally. That's the mindset you need to have. This is not an American mindset. We typically think of ourselves as individuals. There was a term, I think Teddy Roosevelt might have coined it, called rugged individualism. Okay, I'm here, I've got to be tough, I'm going to challenge myself, I'm going to grow. And it's important, and it's actually a really wonderful trait. It's a wonderful quality that American culture has developed, okay, but it's incomplete. It's not the whole picture. And to really understand everything that you need to be about, you need to think in terms of all generations. Some other cultures, the ones that tend to honor their ancestors more, do this better than Americans. So we want to expand your thinking today and get you with that kind of mindset so that you can actually have more of an impact in your destiny. So Think about it. Who came before you? And what challenges did they have to make or did they have to face in order to make progress? Okay. What did they hand off to you? Okay, from what they gained from their time on earth, what did they hand off to you? Are you thankful for that? How can you take what they gave you and move things forward, okay, to the next level? Who's coming after you? And what challenges do they face in their times? What can you give them in order to help them succeed? Okay, if you want to have a lasting legacy, you need to be thinking in terms of what's coming after you, not just what you can do in your time, but what can you pass on so others can keep running with it? Okay, so these are some of the concepts we're going to unpack today. The idea is to get you more clarity, make better decisions on your moving your destiny forward. So I wanted to start out just one area that this plays out in real specifically is in family. Now, it's not the only dynamic. Okay, you can think about this in terms of work, any movements you're involved in, volunteering, mentoring, whatever. Okay, but I told you before in my first episode, I'm from a big family. And in fact, I'm wearing my t-shirt today. My sister gave this to me for Christmas. Okay, I'm not yelling, I'm Italian. And so I wanted to talk a little bit about that. My grandparents on my dad's side, they were Italian. They came over from Italy. Can you imagine that? Can you imagine? And this is before modern communications and modern transportation. They were on a boat. They actually came through Ellis Island and settled in New York City. But the pioneering qualities that they must have had and the risk-taking in order to do that was amazing. I know my grandmother, her last name was Locantore. So shout out to all the Locantores. Just one of the many characteristics that she carried, I never met them, that she carried was a really great sense of humor. And you know, that continues on I see it in my family and my siblings. I see it in my kids. It's just passed on. My grandfather was an artist craftsman. He actually designed jewelry and worked in the diamond industry. And I see in myself some of those same artisanal temperament qualities and just a knack for detail and wanting to do things with my hands. So thanks, Grandma, Grandpa Cafarcio. On my mother's side, her maiden name was Burbank, like Burbank, California, and Luther Burbank, the botanist. That's all in my family line. My grandfather, Ralph, was an amazing guy. And just one characteristic I could take two episodes and talk just about my grandparents, but just one characteristic that he had, he was so well-rounded. The guy was just constantly learning, constantly curious, right until he died. He was over 100 years old and he was always reading, writing. He was an editor in his local newspaper. He did manual labor on the railroad, but he was just always, always curious. I remember I was so impressed. He's in his late 90s and I'm butting into the internet industry, right? That was my career. And he's like, oh, I read about the internet and I was reading on it in Time Magazine. He starts asking me these really informed, poignant questions, whereas most people are like, I don't know what this new tech stuff is. So great quality that Grandpa Burbank had. And I picked that up. I'm just constantly curious. I always want to learn and I always want to be really well-rounded. My grandmother, really strong in faith and religious devotion. And while that's expressed itself differently in my life, those qualities are really, really clear. So, and I get those from my grandma. So thanks, grandma. Okay. My mom was a real independent thinker and broke a lot of barriers. She was the first one in her family to go to college. She paid for it all herself. And, you know, it just wasn't done at the time. There were very few women, you know, going into college. And if they did, someone else was footing the bill. She said, I want to go to college. I want to go do this. So I picked that up from my mom. My dad's a pretty independent thinker, and he's not afraid to buck the system and call out truth where it needs to happen. He's also very loyal to his friends and goes really deep with friendships. These are all things I see happening in my life. I have my generation, right? My life, my siblings, and I see the challenges that we faced growing up I was born in the 60s, matured in the 70s and then early 80s and young adulthood in the 80s and then raised my family in the 90s and in 2000. So we have our own set of challenges. My kids, I see things that they've picked up, and these are all passed down, as well as in my nieces and nephews. My mother was a teacher, okay? And if we trace our family lineage, you can see just coming from my mom farther down, if you count her kids, our spouses, our grandkids, and their spouses, there are 17 teachers that have sprung up. And no one said, you're going to be a teacher. And we didn't strongly encourage people to be. It's just a trait that we picked up by example and probably a talent set and just a legacy. So we're not a point in time living a life. There's people that came before us that handed things to us, and we're handing things on to the next generation. What is the next generation going to accomplish? What are they going to give to their kids? I don't know. But those are the questions we should be asking. Okay. So think about things in a greater context. Yeah, you are going to execute, but you're going to hand things off. And how can you keep the continuum moving? And, you know, even if you don't have kids, this still applies in all areas, not just family. It could be work environment, mentoring, volunteering, movements you might be a part of, advancing your profession, whatever. Okay. But you can ask yourself the same questions. Okay. Who went before you to pioneer? What did you receive from them? How can you invest in the people coming after you? What can you pass on to them? Okay. Think about things in those terms. Hey, you're listening to Dynamic Destiny with Coach Pete Cafarcio. If you're a baby boomer like I am, here's a question for you. What did we do wrong that these next generations are so crazy? Okay. Well, we come back from the break, we're going to talk about that. So don't go away. We'll be right back.
We remember a time when you could simply form a thought and it would manifest. The harmony was forgotten, but it is returning now. The Power of Inspiration and Awakening Radio with Julia Griffin on TransformationTalkRadio.com each second and fourth Wednesday at 9 a.m. Pacific will take you on adventures through the heart and spirit, exploring who we once were. This intuitive healer studied under the guidance of wolves, learning from their wisdom to master a higher frequency for a new state of mind. Visit OneTrueSelf.com.
Our angels and animals are always working for and around us. Darcy Pariso knew from an early age she felt this incredible presence that was confirmed for her in a Reiki Level 1 course. From then on, she has honed her skills and dedicated her talents to providing answers, inspiration, and tools for people to move past limiting blocks and past traumas to truly live a life of happiness. For more information about working with Darcy, visit darcypariso.com.
Coming to you live on TransformationTalkRadio.com is The Brilliance Ultimatum, Time's Up with Claudette Rowley. Powerful conversations, practical innovations, and transformative solutions as Claudette and her guests delve into the possibilities and what she calls reality resistance. Join the cultural revolution and annihilate obstacles. Check it out at culturalbrilliance.com.
Dream on, lie high, and live adventurously on The Laura Meeks Show. Tune in each month on Transformation Talk Radio as host Laura Meeks guides you in finding your unique gifts and bringing them to life. As a certified life coach, speaker, and veteran bomber pilot for the U.S. Air Force, Laura knows how to follow a dream. She is ready to support you so you can dream on, fly high, and live adventurously. For more information on Laura and her work, visit flyhighliving.com.
How many times do you find yourself saying, it was nothing? Next time someone tells you, great job, you'll know how to accept it and not deflect it by listening to Courage to be Seen Radio with host Sherry Clark. Sherry Clark is an experienced global engineering leader, coach, and mentor. From her experiences one-on-one coaching to corporate consulting and executive coaching, Sherry has learned many women need at least three things to discover and face success. Learn about the ACES program, how to survive male-dominated fields with grace and authenticity, and reach the top without ever once giving up on who you are. Courage to be Seen host Sherry Clark explores the awesome power of your entire self Check out her website, hertobeseen.com, and listen to the first Tuesday of the month at 11 a.m. Pacific with host Sherry Clark. You have the courage to be seen. See you later.
Dynamic Destiny Radio with Coach Pete, where we unpack your powerful potential. You can learn more about me and get lots of free, helpful content and tools at petecoaching.com. So I had a question for baby boomers is, where do we go wrong that this next generation is so misguided? That's the question I'm asking. And I want to unpack that a little bit because I don't think it's entirely true. In fact, I don't think it's true very much at all, but I want to unpack that and talk about in this segment. I want to talk to the older generation. Next segment, we're going to talk to the younger generation. So stay tuned. You need to understand different perspectives. Okay. So if you don't think this applies to you, just hold on and it will. Okay. So the first thing to do is you have to understand the dynamic of standing on shoulders. Okay. Previous generation. One example I like to use that way is with technology. The reason why is technology happens so fast that you can observe those changes happening. It's harder to see when you're talking about lives and kids and, you know, major social changes and movements. Okay. But with tech, it happens so fast. So for instance, okay, mobile phone, bam, right? Okay. We all love them. We take them for granted. But there was a whole lot of other technologies that had to happen and get in place before we could have a mobile phone. First of all, just telephony, having a telephone, thank you, Alexander Graham Bell, for inventing it. And then it had to go into the mass market and develop a whole system. And then it became a global system. And then it went into satellite. So it wasn't just wires. Okay. That was all technology that happened before. Now, the next generation of people that are going to leverage telephony, they didn't have to do that hard work. A previous generation did it before them. They are able to take that then, actually take it and almost take it for granted and then build on top of it. So we say standing on previous generations' shoulders. Other things go into that, to that phone. There's wireless technology wireless technology and lots of other touch screen, lots of other things like that. So no problem. But we all build on top of those. We whatever somebody built before us, we can go build on top of. Okay. So important to understand that when we think in terms of human generations, our ceiling, the things that we accomplished as humans, and maybe if you want to think in terms of like our period in time, the time that we had to go affect society, you know, government attitudes, you could take it at a micro level with just my family, my friends, maybe you're part of something bigger. You had a certain time and what you were able to accomplish and max out on, we say is your ceiling, right? You have limitations, right? Skill sets, education, understanding, opportunities. We say that's your ceiling. You hit your ceiling. Well, our ceiling becomes their floor, the next generation's floor. They stand on top of that. Okay. But here's the thing, if you're a boomer, okay, or from the older generation, no one pays attention to the floor. We will walk on it. Okay. We don't sit there and appreciate, wow, I'm just so grateful. I have a sturdy floor. People don't think that way, right? They're always looking up. They're looking at the next thing. They're looking at the decorations in the room, or they're looking up at the ceiling or where they want to go next. They take it for granted. And you can take it, you can feel take it for granted, or we can see, because we built hard, we worked really hard to build some things and advance some things. We see the next generation, they don't necessarily appreciate it because they didn't have to work for it. They can just take it for granted. Okay. It's not what they're focused on. I will give you an example. And by the way, I've got to be really careful in this episode. There's issues. All right. They can be very contentious. And I realize anything I bring up, somebody could just freak out and say, oh, you don't understand this. You don't understand that. I'm trying to give a generic perspective on here. I'm going to bring up one right now because it's going to be a hot button issue. It already is, especially in the election, and it's socialism. Okay. And this is just about understanding perspectives. My generation, baby boomers, we grew up in the Cold War. Okay. And our biggest enemy was Russia or the Soviet Union at the time. And we were constantly were pointed out to us the virtues of capitalism and the problems with socialism. And we were shown pictures of terrible economies and limited opportunities and backward thinking that came from a government-controlled economy. Okay, that is very, very much part of our mentality. Now, when we see newer generations, like the fact that there's even people talking about socialism in this current presidential campaign, mind blown. Most of us were like, are you kidding me? Why would you even ever consider that? It's just the difference. They didn't have to fight, and that wasn't the challenge they were faced with. They are now, because we built a strong economy and we wanted to build a lot of opportunities, the next issue, okay, so that was our ceiling, build a strong economy, work hard, understand the virtues of capitalism, a lot of entrepreneurism, and we really, really got that going. The next generation, they can take that for granted. And now what they're saying is, hey, wait a minute, not everyone's participating in these benefits of the economy, and it's not reaching all the different parts of the population, and we need to consider all those things. We weren't as concerned about that because we were fighting a different battle. They now can build on top of what we're doing, and they want to have, it's a different battle, okay? I'm not saying one's right or wrong. Actually, I have strong opinions and I can prove, but I don't want to get into the argument. What I want to say is it's about perspective, okay? Each generation has their own battles to fight, and don't expect them to appreciate everything you had to go through. I mean, I think they should try to, because I need to try to appreciate what my parents went through, but don't expect me to be forefront in my mind, okay? If anything, it's going to be like understanding history. Their current reality is not about, it's not your fight. They have their own fight. Okay. Hopefully I don't want to beat that too much. Okay. I'll give you another example of how this plays out. And this is a big issue. It's really important to me is faith. Okay. And my faith's super important to me. I've shared some of the things in previous podcasts. My church life is really important to me. I'm part of a strong faith community, and I had and continue to have a pretty radical encounter with Jesus, and God is very, very alive in my life. I raised my kids a certain way to embrace those things, but there's a huge shift now in culture away from religion. And it's not necessary, sometimes it's anti-religion, but it's more like, is this really relevant anymore in my life? And I just wanted to share just a kind of a quick aha that I had one time. Is I was at my friend's house. They're our age. They also have kids our age, some actually a little bit older. They were facing some of the same issues that we are. Oh, my kids, they don't embrace my faith, right? They have to have their own faith. But they're just not as interested in it. And I had all of a sudden, bam, kind of got this insight or this revelation that the things we were focused on, because my generation, I was raised in a traditional Catholic upbringing, and I'm very thankful for that. And I got a lot of basics as far as my understanding of God and things, but I did not have a living, active, personal relationship with Jesus. That was a newer concept that I was able to embrace, and it hit me, it radically transformed my life, all right? And we were able to run with it because it was so impactful. It became core to my understanding and to what I and my wife were going to be building our family on. This was really important. Everybody needs to know about this because God loves us so much and he's forgiven us and there's so much he wants to do in us, through us. This is awesome. Okay. My ceiling, what I was pushing for, becomes the floor, and the next generation, if that's the only thing we ever talked about, what we needed to do is give them, hey, what comes after that? Okay. And in the Bible story, there's the fall, creation, fall of man, redemption, and then restoration. How does the earth get restored? We didn't talk enough about restoration. We see this new generation really focused on that. Things like environmentalism, social justice, equality amongst in races, equality among genders, all these other things, really important to them. That's great. That's about restoration. So they're focused on something different. And I think we need to pass the baton on a little bit better so they can see how faith can enable restoration. Faith doesn't end at just redemption, but it goes to restoration. High level concepts, we can unpack it more. Here's another truism for boomers. And this comes from, actually, it's a Bible verse. It's Ecclesiastes 7:10. Okay, here it goes. Wisest man ever in the world, Solomon, King Solomon said this. Do not say, why were the old days better than these? For it is not wise to ask such questions. Okay, so if you ever say, oh, the good old days, and those were better, no, they weren't. Okay, they weren't. They were more familiar to you. They're more comfortable to you. Okay, you might have fond memories, but you're being pretty selective and you didn't experience all the negativity that went along with it. Don't, if you find yourself saying good old days, get in touch with what the next generation's focused on. Okay, the old days were not better. Okay, global poverty rate was a lot higher, infant mortality. I mean, just so many issues, health, and there's a lot of things. Some things I think are probably going in the wrong direction, but in general, globally, we're way better off now. You know, what stupid things did you believe when you were young? Okay. I was proud of defying the conventions of my parents. That's part of being young. All right. So our kids are doing it now too. Okay. It's coming back on us. Remember how smart you thought you were, that you thought you were smarter than your parents. Okay. They think the same thing. Okay. So remember those things. Don't forget. Like, it's not wise to think the good old days. Here's a better question, not like, why are they messed up or misguided? How can I help this current generation make the most of their time, their opportunities? How can I assist them? Because we're running out of energy and opportunities. They're the ones who are going to be leading us and leading the world. How can we help them make the most? Okay. And then finally, just don't diss. Kids, watch out for, like snowflake, yeah. We take the worst example of something that we don't like, we highlight it, we label it. And, it's just not helpful, okay? If we don't want to alienate generations, we want to bridge generations, okay? We want to see how can we pass that baton off, not discourage them or insult them, okay? So adopt that. If you're in the older generation, that's the mindset that we want to have. Okay, so the segment was for boomers. When we come back from the break, we're going to discuss how to hand things off. And for millennials, what are some things you can do so you can take that baton from the older generations and maximize your opportunities and really make a destiny that makes a big impact? Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
It's time to get your life back on Burn Bright Today with Jennifer Marcinelli. Tune in each month on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Learn to move from the darkness of burning out to the light of burning bright. Jennifer is redefining stress and the energetic causes of burnout, shining a light on process to get your life back. For more information about Jennifer and her work, visit BurnBrightToday.com.
Are you done being afraid to jump into the life that's waiting for you? Are you ready for a real shift? I invite you to tune in every Tuesday with me, Tracy L., on the Tracy L. Clark Show, where we will teach you how to live your extraordinary life. At 8 a.m. Pacific on Transformation Talk Radio, where I will provide the tools and the steps needed to help you transcend perceived limitations and move forward with an extraordinary life. For more information, visit me at TracyLClark.com.
On the cutting edge of the new mainstream, Christine Upchurch is passionate about bringing together science, psychology, and spirituality in a way that can be applied to our everyday lives for true transformation. The Christine Upchurch Show, stellar conversations to illuminate your journey, engages some of the most outstanding visionaries on the planet in lively dialogue to inspire you to become that bright light you're meant to be. Join Christine every Friday at 11 a.m. Pacific Time on KKNW, AM 1150, and Transformation Talk Radio.
Join us, Tina and Laura, on the Ghost Helper Show, where the paranormal is more normal than you think. We break down the doors of the scary and the airy fairy in a logical, scientific approach. As psychics who once led ordinary lives until paranormal events reshaped our world, join us every Thursday at 10 a.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com and Facebook Live. we prove that the paranormal is more normal than most people think.
Right now, ask yourself, how far are you from your dream? Are you closer today than yesterday? Entrepreneur and personal coach Deborah Rothschild brings the wit and wisdom to transform you into a new dynamic you. Tune in to the Deborah Rothschild Show, Developing a Dynamic You. To learn more about Deborah, visit thedeborahshow.com. That's the D-E-B-R-A show.com.
Tune in live every Wednesday, 3 p.m. Pacific, 6 p.m. Eastern on transformationtalkradio.com.
Is traditional medicine not working for you? Do you still feel as if your health isn't 100%? Here at the Holistic Medical Center, Dr. Nushin Darvish and the qualified staff look through the dimensions of wellness and start a healing plan prioritized to your needs. Our physicians assess the whole you until complete health is achieved. Get the help you need by visiting drdarvish.com or call 425-451-0404.
Hey, we're back on Dynamic Destiny Radio with Coach Pete, where we unpack your powerful potential. As a reminder, you can catch archived episodes and get lots of helpful content and free resources at petecoaching.com. There's one resource I'd like to highlight. If you go to my website and go under Media and Free Downloads, there's an ebook that I wrote. I've gotten a lot of positive feedback on it. It's called How to Make the Friends You've Always Wanted. And this is not a book if you're socially smooth and you have a lot of friends and you get along and network really easily. Okay, this is written for those of us who are challenged with that. I am fairly challenged with it. And so I just shared some of the insights I've learned along the way. I've gotten really good feedback on it. It's a short book. It's 19 pages, including the cover. And it's an ebook and it's free. So just go to petecoaching.com media up in the menu bar and then free downloads, How to Make the Friends You've Always Wanted. So go ahead, get that, enjoy it. If you like it, write back to me, ask Pete at petecoaching.com. Okay, so if you are from a younger generation, what are some keys that will help you maximize your destiny? Now we're talking on this show about intergenerational understanding, that we have a point in history to do our work, but we have to honor what came before us, and we have to be willing to pass on to the next generation so they can run with our accomplishments and progress. So I have a few keys for the younger generation. The first one is, we've been talking about already, is know what came before you and appreciate the sacrifices made and the benefits given to you. Okay. If not, you can get real entitled. You can think that you're smarter or whatever, like, oh, we're better than the previous generation. Look at them. They didn't know how to use technology. Well, guess what? If you were alive during that generation in that environment, you wouldn't either. Okay. So it's what you have is a privilege, and you need to be thankful for that. Okay. So understand and looking into some history and talking to people, that's going to help you get a better perspective. Okay. So that is the first thing we want you to focus on. The second is a principle, and this is a spiritual principle. Okay. It applies across life, and I have a Bible verse to back it up, but it's not just about Bible. Okay. It's not just Christian. It's universal principle. And that is, do not judge or dishonor previous generations. Okay. It's important. There's a verse in the Bible, and in fact, it's one of the Ten Commandments, right? Honor your mother and father. In the New Testament, that gets unpacked a little bit in Ephesians chapter 6, verses 1 through 3. It says, honor your father and mother. This is the first commandment with a promise that it may go well with you and you may live long in the land. Okay, so what this is saying is, you know, there's commandments and guidelines to keep a healthy, prosperous life. This one's saying there's actually a promise. If you honor your mother and father, it's going to go well for you into your land, okay, into the territory that you're going to go explore and build on, okay? And I'm stretching this a little bit, but it is a truism I've seen over and over again. It's not just your birth parents. Okay. You can think of it figuratively, the people who came before you, you want to honor them. If you do, you're going to be walking in a blessing and you're going to go forward. This is it's just a warning. It's something I'm seeing a lot of. And every time I see it, I cringe. That is current generation, current thinking, judging previous generations and previous movements and saying, oh, look at what you did. This is terrible. And be really careful of that. Okay. If you don't know and honor the sacrifices that they made to get you where you're able to go, you're going to void the blessings that you could be having. Remember that floor and ceiling concept, okay? The reason you're able to think about, let's just take the same issue as just like financial opportunity and equality, okay, for all people, okay? You would not be able to think about those kinds of issues had not previous generations worked really hard. And they did make progress that way as well. There used to be way worse discrimination. There were laws set up that said you can't own property if you were a certain race. And it used to be that you couldn't get into high-level corporate positions unless you had an Ivy League degree and were in old boys clubs. Actually, there's still a lot of that going on, but it's not as much. It's not near as much. Entrepreneurism, it has exploded that. And, you see people from all walks of life now able to really make a big impact, make good money. Okay, so a lot has happened before. Don't judge a previous generation. You don't know what it was like for them to live in their situation. And the only reason you can view a previous movement with the clarity that you have is because they made progress and handed that to you. And here's the other thing. You have your own fight, okay? So go ahead and take us to the next level. We want you to do that. We are glad. I'm just telling you, as a boomer to the newer generation, we want you to go make progress. Yes, take us to the next level of equality. Have we not seen certain areas of injustice? Great. Point that out to us. That's fine. And yes, go take it to the next level. But don't say we were evil in our hearts because we allowed that stuff. We were focused on other fights. And our successes in those fights are the reason you can now see your fight. Okay. So don't judge that. Honor what did happen and say, great. Now the baton's been passed to us. When I say baton, I hope you understand that. It's like in a relay race, somebody holds a stick, it's called a baton, and they hand it off to the next runner. We're handing that off to you so you can run and go make things better. Okay. But if you judge and dishonor what happened before, you're going to limit yourself. Okay. I want to see you do really well in your destiny, in your calling, but judging a previous generation is going to stifle you. Okay. It's going to limit you and you won't have blessing on you to really make that kind of an impact. The other thing to remember is if you lived in that period of time, you could just look back at one generation, but you can go way back. Oh, I can't believe what was happening back in those days. Well, you know what? The general population, pick any issue. Okay. Racism is a really easy one to pick out, but it gets really sticky. But chances are, since the vast majority of people thought that way, if you were alive during that time, you may have thought that way too. Okay. It's just the time that they lived in. Okay. So progress has been made since then. You have your time now. Go make the most of it. Could be anything. Race relations. Think about environmentalism. Think about gender equality. Okay. Think about income, different things like that. Okay. Remember, this is your fight. Things happen before that allow you the freedom to now go take justice to the next level. Another warning I want to give a younger generation, beware of this whole concept of revolution or panicky, fast, got to change immediate. Now, I like a sense of urgency. I carry that myself. But there's a difference between urgency and panic. And when you're thinking of overthrow or completely upend, usually, I'm just telling you from experience because I've seen it. I used to have a revolutionary thread in me when I was younger, and I've seen this. Usually, when that's happening, there is a power grab going on behind the scenes that you are not aware of. Okay. And they're happy to watch you spend your energy of the many. They were the passionate energy of many, and they're just waiting for the current structure to be torn down because they're waiting to jump in and take power. This happens over and over and over again. Go research it. There's a song that was made by a group called The Who, called "Won't Be Fooled Again." I have a URL. I'll post it in the show notes. Go look it up on YouTube and listen to it. And look at the lyrics, okay? Because it ends up, it's real poignant. It's talking about revolution, but what it's saying is, don't be fooled by revolution because things don't change that much. The final lyrics in that, meet your new boss, same as the old boss, okay? It's another group wants to come in and take power. So be careful of what you're trying to do. And panic is usually a sign of a power grab that's in play. Okay. I'm seeing this in environmentalism. It concerns me. I want to see change in environmentalism. I like the urgency. It's not the same as panic. Okay. So crazy things, got to do something now. Just do anything. No, not true. Think through it and be smart about it. Plus, you won't alienate as many people, and that's important. Okay, but the biggest thing, young generation, the biggest thing I want you to know about your time and maximizing generational handoff is go do it, okay? You guys have amazing opportunities ahead of you. I love millennial generation and Gen Y and all the things, the way you guys think, the opportunities available to you, how you just go solve problems. I think it's fantastic. Go do it. We're cheering you on from the sidelines, okay? And pick a problem and go dig in, all right? You want to fix things, good. I am like super, super cheering you on, all right? Beware of doom and gloom media, okay? Because they're going to try to, it'll stifle that in you. We want to see you go crush it, okay? So go do that. Be optimistic, all right? But beware of like, oh, I can't because of this or, resources, they're just not there. I don't have the money or, you know, people don't believe in baloney. Kick all that aside. You have so much available to you. It's amazing. Okay. It's not perfect. Never will be. Okay. But you have tons and tons of resources. So go do it. We want to see you win your fights that you pick. I think it's awesome. Okay. Here's the make it real challenge for this episode. Whoop, got to do the drum roll. Make it real challenge. Bing. Find someone from a different generation, pick one topic, and ask them their opinion on it, okay? And ask them, along with that, ask them what influenced how they view that topic. And your job is to listen, just listen, okay? Listen to their views, what they think form those views. And then ask them, don't argue, but ask them to reciprocate and say, oh, do you want to see how I view this? And this is what shapes how I view it. Okay. You want to come to a better understanding. You want to be a bridge. Okay. So make it real challenges when we take these concepts and we go apply them. Go have that kind of conversation. Do it. And then write back to me and let me know what you've discovered. Ask Pete at PeteCoaching.com. Maybe I'll read it on the air next episode. Okay, so go do it. You are listening to Dynamic Destiny with Coach Pete. We're going to take a quick break. When we return, we're going to answer some of your questions. See you in a minute.
Are you done being afraid to jump into the life that's waiting for you? Are you ready for a real shift? I invite you to tune in every Tuesday with me, Tracy L, on the Tracy L Clark Show, where we will teach you how to live your extraordinary life. At 8 a.m. Pacific on Transformation Talk Radio, where I will provide the tools and the steps needed to help you transcend perceived limitations and move forward with an extraordinary life. For more information, visit me at TracyLClark.com.
tune in to Lucid Planet Radio with Dr. Kelly Neff. This hit show will illuminate your senses and empower you beyond your daily stressors and hardships. Renowned psychologist and author Dr. Kelly will captivate you with far-reaching topics and amazing guests as you wake to the greatest version of yourself. Learn to tap into your intuitions, think critically about our world, heal emotional and psychological wounds, and follow your passions to live your dreams. The Lucid Planet. Welcome home. Visit lucidplanetradio.com for more information.
Join us, Tina and Laura, on The Ghost Helper Show, where the paranormal is more normal than you think. We break down the doors of the scary and the airy-fairy in a logical, scientific approach. As psychics who once led ordinary lives until paranormal events reshaped our world, join us every Thursday at 10 a.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com and Facebook Live. We prove that the paranormal is more normal than most people think.
Did you know that all of the shows on the Transformation Radio Network are available as podcasts to stream or download?
Really?
Check us out. Go to transformationradio.fm. We have business shows, spiritual shows, energy healing shows, and pretty much everything in between. Something for everyone, guaranteed to inspire, educate, and transform. We are transforming the world, one listener at a time.
Welcome back to Dynamic Destiny Radio with Coach Pete, the show where we unpack your powerful potential. For this part of the show, I answer some of the questions that my listeners have been asking. To send in your question, send me an email, askpete@petecoaching.com, or just visit my website, petecoaching.com. So this first question comes from Rachel and says, can you help me? When should I help mentoring? And when do I value my own time enough and charge for it versus free? I help people all of the time with reviewing their resumes and giving advice. Where do I draw the line? Okay, that's a really good question, Rachel. And it's one that I have had to wrestle with myself. I don't know that there's one answer for everyone, but there's a couple principles that I use to guide me, okay? First of all, if you are repeating the same type of advice over and over again, and you know that it helps people, you should recognize that you're probably an expert in that category, or at least far advanced, okay? And that you have valuable input to give to people, okay? Sometimes you're so close to it and you just love to help people, you might lose perspective. But if people are valuing it and you're finding over and over, they keep coming to you, you're on to something, okay? It's a clue that you're probably in a real zone of competence and you should consider monetizing that for sure. It's up to you. You don't have to. Second is you need to respect your time. And if you don't respect your time, other people won't either. Okay. If you're viewed as, oh my gosh, Rachel's a great source and you can, anybody go talk to her. I'm going to tell my friends, oh, Rachel will help you. Rachel will help you. But you're not putting limits on that. They don't expect them to respect your time either. Okay. Third is, you know, think about the people who are asking you for help. Kind of where I draw the line is I will give stuff away for free if it's a young person who's just getting started, if it's maybe nonprofit, and even in that case, I'm considering it like I'm donating my time to help someone. Maybe they're needy or whatever. Even then, I put limits on it. Okay, but after that, you know, you're worth your time and your advice. It's valuable. That's why people are coming to you. You should charge for it. Okay. And then when it comes to family and friends, you know, you can come up with a couple of statements. Hey, happy to help you. Here's my rate. If not, you know, I have a couple, I don't want to say throwaway, but I have a couple standard things that I give to people. Hey, for instance, I do a lot of career advice. There's one book I really like, What Color Is Your Parachute? I've talked about it on the show before. I'll just point people and say, hey, here's a book that has really helped me. It's helped a lot of my clients. I suggest you start there. There, you just helped them. You didn't give away a lot of your time. You pointed them in the right direction. If you want to work with me one-on-one, I'd be happy to do that. Here's my rate. Or another thing, I've created a lot of other content, right? I've done blogs, I've done these shows, and some video content. So I can send those to them as well, but say, here, you know, enjoy this. But if you'd like to work with me, here's my rate. Okay. So that's a way to monetize that. Okay. But if you, again, I'm going to come back to this principle. If you don't value your time, you can't expect other people to as well. All right. So that's, it starts with you, and you can't blame them. Oh, they're taking advantage of me. No, you let them. Okay. You didn't set up clear boundaries. Okay. Another question came in. When do I know when to bloom where you're planted versus jump ship for something more fulfilling? I think a lot of people ask that question. There's a lot of things that go into that. There's no one answer and there's no one specific trigger, but a couple of things that I use, a couple of principles that I use with myself and with some of my clients to talk about that. First of all, I try to identify the source of your discontentment, okay? When you say something's more fulfilling, okay, there's this expression, everywhere you go, there you are. I don't know if you ever heard that one. Everywhere you go, there you are. Meaning the traits and qualities and character that are inside of you, if you change and go to another situation, they're all going to follow you. So if the source of your lack of fulfillment is you are not resolving conflicts well, but you're just letting them simmer and being passive about it, the next situation you go into, that's going to follow you. And guess what? Every job's the same way. Everywhere I go, people are all the same. No, you're the same, okay? And you've got to learn how to appropriately deal with workplace conflict, okay? Now, if the source, and you can fill in the blank, by the way, there's other issues there. I won't respect authority. I won't listen to my bosses. You might not see that, but it might be the truth. That could be your core problem, okay? So that'll follow you wherever you go. Now, if the lack of fulfillment might be that the values of the organization you're working for don't line up with yours, okay? If you want to have a more professional environment and it's too lax, or you want to focus more on customers and you don't think your company does focus enough on customers, that's a misalignment with the values and the mission of your organization versus your own personal ones. You are not going to be fulfilled. That is not something you're going to be able to fix easily. And I would say at that point, you should consider making a change because you're not going to be able to shift the entire culture. All right. So those are some general principles. I tend to lean toward blooming where you're planted because my orientation is you can always learn. Okay. When there's difficulty, rise up. What can you learn from this? And how can you grow better as a person and in character? I have taken that too far. And I stuck around in some companies way too long when I should have left because my values were different. I wish I knew now what I knew then, but I'm passing that along to you. Freebie advice at my expense. So enjoy and apply it. Okay. Next time on Dynamic Destiny, I'm going to have a guest that I really, really want you to meet. He's a millennial who is rolling out a movement that's completely changing the conversation around a major societal issue. And we're gonna take some of the principles we talked about today with the generational understanding of destiny. We're gonna unpack it and really apply it, but I can't wait for you to meet him because he's dynamic, he's persuasive, and I love what he's doing. One of these millennials that really understands justice and caring for people, and I just love him. So that's gonna be on our next show. And as we wind down, I have a favor to ask, and that is if you benefit from the show, could you please click the like button and share it with your friends, okay? Or if you listen to the podcast, rate it. Those ratings really help those podcast platforms know that this is valuable and they'll actually promote it more. So thanks a lot. That would really help. The quote for the day, again, comes from George Orwell. Each generation imagines itself to be more intelligent than the one that went before it and wiser than the one that comes after it. Okay, I want to thank you all for tuning in to Dynamic Destiny. I had a wonderful time. I hope you did too. Please join me every other Wednesday at noon Eastern, 11 a.m. Central, and 9 a.m. Pacific time. Remember, you really are God's gift to the world. So be the best version of you that you can be. We're depending on you. Bye-bye. See you next time.
Thank you for joining us on Dynamic Destiny Radio with Coach Pete on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Are you ready to go make a difference? Unpack your powerful potential and watch the world around you transform. Tune in next week and discover new ways to make a positive impact in your world and within yourself. When you learn to love and accept yourself, you can spread that power far and wide. Learn to discover your special gifts and how they are best used to serve others. That is how you become truly alive. Reshape your future into a dynamic destiny. Learn more about Coach Pete by visiting PeteCoaching.com. That's PeteCoaching.com.